Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a guy who wants a break and another dude who wants to be friends. Is this a move? Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how we grow. That's right. We're back. We're back in Harlem, back from Vegas. In the studio audience, the live studio audience is here. They're pumped. It's been a while. They're here, they're ready, they can't wait, okay? That is right. They're rambunctious today. Oh my God, this is unbelievable. Oh, enough already, and I know, it's been a while. We did a lot of Vegas shows. I know, it's a week in Vegas. Stop it. Oh, the fans are too good to me. We're every Tuesday and Friday. Thank you for listening. I'm so happy to be back here in New York. Shelby, good to be here with you.
Been a while.
It has been a while. You know a lot about time. What do you think? How you been? What's going on? You got a good haircut going on?
I did. High and tight.
High and tight. Just like this podcast. It comes at you high and tight, right between the eyes.
Between the eyes, twice a week.
Twice a week. Every week. We don't take weeks off.
Never.
Never. You're listening right now. You might be listening to a podcast that's going into best ofs.
I hate that.
If your podcast does a best of, they don't give a shit about you.
They're stealing from you.
Stealing from you. Stealing your time. Stealing your effort. Stealing your suggestions. Because that's something I take very seriously. You, the listener, tell a friend, a coworker, a sister, a brother, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears, and I take that pretty damn seriously, because this weekend, this is the Friday episode, I'm headlining Gotham Comedy Club.
Yeah, are you ready? No, no, no.
That's right. Are you ready? Because we got the 8 o'clock.
Yeah, are you ready?
That's,
no, no, no.
That's right. Gotham Comedy Club, tonight at 8 and 10. Would you like to come? You can't, bitch. Sold out. That's right, baby. Sold out. That's because of you, the listener. Bringing a friend. Bringing a coworker. Getting involved in what we do here. So listen, you want to come some... Well, maybe you want to come Saturday at 8. You want to come Saturday at 8?
I kind of do.
Yeah, would you like to come? You can't. Sold the fuck out. You're out. Would you like... Shelby, would you like to come Saturday at 10?
I would really love to.
Nope. Sold the fuck out. Holy shit. 4 sold out shows at Gotham. Would you like to maybe come to an 11:45 late night Saturday show, Shelby?
That I would.
Well, guess what? We added that. You can get tickets to that. I expected like a ding. But a ship horn is right. The ship horn is correct. You listen to that foghorn go. Ring the foghorn, because you can come to a late night show. There it is. Saturday, we have added. That's right. That's right, baby. We added a 5th show because you guys are such amazing listeners and such amazing people. So we added a 5th show. That's Saturday night, late night.
What a show.
That's where we get dirty.
Who knows what might happen?
You never know what can happen on a late night show. Not to say
can't stop my heart.
That can't stop my heart. Can't stop this heart.
Kickstart my heart.
Kickstart. Oh, is that what he's saying?
You're not a Motley Crue fan.
No, no, no. I like music in the way that I would mess up every line just in the same way I just did right now.
Yeah.
Can't stop my heart. Kickstart my heart. So listen, very appreciative. Totes preach. All of you guys coming this weekend to Gotham. Friday and Saturday, all 4 shows sold out. So we added a 5th show. So if you want to come, you bring a friend, bring a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mom, a papa, someone who wants to come late night Saturday, Go to my website, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. Get tickets to that show. We opened up a fifth show so that you, the listener, can get involved if you've already missed out. So listen, we got a fifth show at Gotham this weekend. I'm also coming to the Punchline in Philly. Punchline in Philly, May 2nd through 4th. That's right. That's where I'll be hanging. West Philadelphia. I'll be there May 2nd through 4th. Come on out. And then beyond that, Vermont, May 8th. And then I'm also going to be with Michelle Wolf all over this great nation. And then looking way out, June, Worcester at the Woo-ha-ha, Mohegan Sun, and Seattle, at Laughs in Seattle. So listen, people, very excited to be coming to your town, but New York, consider these nuts feathered. That's right. It feels good.
Baby!
Baby! I think I could do that. Baby! Ow!
Baby! Yeah!
Baby! Yeah! That's what I sound like when I come.
Hope that's unsettling.
It's very unsettling. So, listen, people. Very excited about the live death. Very excited about our today's guest. Hilarious comic. She's going to be coming to Chicago May 11th and coming to upstate New York, Tubby's Kingston, on May 31st. Chrissy Mayer, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Jared. This is a thrill.
A pleasure.
A pleasure.
We tried working out the scheduling. Finally, we made it happen.
Finally, I'm here.
Go follow Chrissy on Instagram, at Chrissy Mayer. It will be up in my Instagram stories and also on my page, at Chrissy Mayer. Pumped to have you. You also have a show that's every month at the Stonewall, and that is coming up on May 4th.
Yes.
And Stonewall has history.
Oh, yeah. It was actually this summer marks Stonewall's 50th anniversary. So 50 years since the Stonewall riots is this year.
And the Stonewall riots, if you want to inform the listener, because I think my information would be like that Motley Crue line. It would be stupid. How would you explain that?
I would explain that some would say that the gay rights movement started at the Stonewall Inn in 1969 when people kind of rioted against the cops that were shutting down, basically.
And Chrissy
lives.
And I basically met at, you know, around open mics, but at one very specific open mic, the Duplex, just talking about it, and that was an open mic that was every Wednesday at a gay bar, and it was my favorite open mic.
Mine, too. It was so much fun, because the guy who ran it, this guy named Michael Brill, was just...
He's been on this podcast way, way back, yeah.
Full of life, so much fun, made you feel funnier by being on the mic. It felt like a show.
You know what it was when you first start out, and we're talking, you know, I'm talking about Gotham and all these people coming out, but when you first start out, you're just looking for stage time, and you're looking for people to listen. You know, you can go to open mics and you'd be like, well, and everyone's there for their own selfish reasons, which is their right. But then you go to but then you're like, okay, I need to play tennis with someone.
Yeah.
I need to be able to have volley. I need to tell the joke and have the laugh come back at me.
Yeah.
And I think the Duplex and the gay community specifically, they like a performance.
Oh, yeah. And they will let you know if they don't like you. They don't do pity laughs.
Like cats.
They'll yell at you. And I love how Brill would just like kind of talk in the middle of a joke, or he would just be like,
it made you sharper, and it made, made the time worth it. And for so many, when open mics, for those listening, this isn't really a comedy podcast, but not to be too inside baseball, but, you know, you're up there being like, so I went on a date last week, and you just hear like, you hear the forks, rubbing together,
yawn.
Yeah. And it's just like, and then like people have already heard that, and like, and to go to an open mic where people are like, no, sing, dance and dust.
Yeah. Don't be tired.
That was a great kind of experience. So pumped to have you here, Chrissy. Are you ready to do some emails?
Oh, I'm ready.
I want to get right into it. Go follow Chrissy at Chrissy Mayer, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E-M-A-Y-R. That is a very specific spelling.
Thank you. I used to spell it with a Y, but then I changed my image up in seventh grade because I wanted to seem cooler. Because
this is such a female thing.
Yeah. There was an older girl on the gymnastics team.
I don't like this whole Chrissy look. I need an IE.
There was a girl on the gymnastics team. Her name was Chrissy Drews. She was older than me. She was a senior, and I thought she was so cool. She spelled her name with an IE and a K. Mm. So I was like, oh, I need to mix it. I need to change my spelling.
But this is like one of those things like, you know, the old, you know, cliche scene is the girl writing her name in the notebook with the guy's last name. But really, I remember growing up, it was always the women would write it like they just liked the look of how their name was written.
Yeah, I liked the look of the IE better. And there's a Y in my last name already. So I was like, enough Y's already.
Can you imagine if I was like, I'm J-A-R-Y-D. And I was like, I just like the look, seventh grade. It just seems beyond me.
Yeah.
I was Shelby IE up until college.
No way.
No.
Oh my God. Shelby, I never know what to expect with you.
There was another girl. And named Shelby, the whole like semester is like a very involved class. It was just Shelby IE, Shelby Y, Shelby IE.
That's fun teacher.
Very fun.
Is it a fun teacher?
He's like near retirement. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I like that teacher.
He was like, you shall be failing.
So let's do some emails. You ready? JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to dive right in. We have some real serious emails. We've got some good emails. I like these ones from women because it's always the title is something that I love. Is this a move? Like, I like when a girl's like, something weird's happening.
Yeah.
Is this a thing? Is this a maneuver?
Yeah. We need a guy to discern.
It's like, you know, when you do, like, when you're playing the video game, it's like, is this XXYZ?
Yeah.
Is this what does the finishing? Is this what
How'd
guys
you do
know?
That?
How'd you do that? Yeah. Dear Jared, Shelby, an esteemed guest. So me and this guy follow each other on social media, and a few months ago, he slid into my DMs. It got super flirty, and I ended up giving him my number. We started to text heavily for about 2 weeks. Are people slipping in your DMs? Do you have a boyfriend? What's going on?
I have a boyfriend and tons of DMs. I encourage...
A boyfriend and tons of DMs. How long have you been with your guy?
Like 4 years.
Okay, so it's serious.
We live together.
Tell us about yourself. You live together.
We're roommates.
Ooh. What does he think of you getting a DM?
He has to understand you're a public figure. He does understand. He gets comedy. You know, he's like the most unjealous guy I've ever been with.
Is that hot to you?
Which is like sometimes bothers me. Sometimes it's fine because it's like, yeah, maybe you should own me a little more. No, but it's fine. It's
but doesn't that keep you
fine.
Interested a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. It's sometimes a little jealousy is good, but I don't think I've given him a reason to worry yet. No, but it's good. I like DMs, but I'm also like a black hole of need when it comes to compliments, etc.
So you're like anything, whatever's coming at you, you're just happy to get.
Yeah, I'm like a whale. I'll just open my mouth and whatever goes in is fine.
All the compliment kelp. So we started to text heavily for about 2 weeks. There was a lot of deep conversation as well as some sexy pics exchanged. We eventually go on a date and the chemistry was so banging that we ended up banging. I love this. This is the dream of every dude. I saw, I texted, I conquered. You know, after that pretty much everything changed. the tale as old as time. He would still text but acted more friendly than flirty. I asked him when we were going to see each other again. He responded with something very non-committal. Ugh. So although I was bummed, I figured this was just a one-time thing and moved on. He kept texting, though. And I finally asked him why he was still texting me if he had expressed no interest in seeing me again. He responded with a surprised, I honestly thought we were just friends who got along really well, who just happened to be super attracted to each other.
Okay. What an idiot.
I love this because he went into lawyer mode. Right? That was, I thought we were just friends who were just cool with each other that liked it. We're so cool.
So cool.
That I saw your vagina.
We could fuck and then never see each other again.
She writes, this is total BS. We never were friends before we hooked up. And the whole I honestly thought we were just friends thing made me feel kind of manipulated. Did he really think we were just friends this whole time? Is this a move? Thanks in advance for your advice. Your podcast is literally the highlight of my Tuesday and Friday morning commutes. Yo, thank you so much. Really appreciate this email. We laugh because we love. And also, like, we've all been there before. I've been this guy. way more times than I'd like to admit.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Are you still this guy, Jared?
No, I got a girlfriend now. You can listen to that episode two ago. She was our very special guest.
Oh, wow.
It was very fun. Doing well in the charts, Shelby tells me.
Just blowing up. People loving it.
People loving
the new producer, apparently.
The new producer?
I've heard tell.
What do you mean?
Are you the new producer, Shelby?
I've heard people calling for a Jess Revolution.
They want her to be the host of the show. A new J Train. Yeah, I've heard that. I've gotten that feedback, too. Not appreciated.
She can be the caboose.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be like a once in a while thing. The listeners want you and Jess to rat-tat-tat. They want to hear that combo.
I'm not surprised
either. So what do you think? I mean, is this a move? I mean,
yeah, this guy sounds like too much of a pussy to say. And of course, you're not gonna say, hey, I really just wanted to fuck. Bye.
What would you? So my question is, because I'm sure, you know, listen, we've heard this story before. What would have been better? What's the alternative? How? Because there is this thing where, and I'm not taking his side, but we're just playing devil's advocate. And I'm saying, I think she's going a little too strong to go feel manipulated. He's just saying whatever he can to not have to feel like a dick.
It's so tricky because like, if I were this girl's friend and a girlfriend or her sister or her, like not her mom, but if I were a cool aunt or something, I would be like, if you really like this guy and you really want to date this guy, you need to hold out on sex for a while because you have to kind of train them to value you. But at the same time, I know that feeling of like meeting a hot new guy and wanting to fuck and there's nothing better. So it's really tricky.
It's sexy. You've had this dirty talk. You exchange pictures.
It's fun.
I think the thing that like what guy like it's interesting because he's just trying to soften it.
Right. He's we're just tail as old.
But he really,
instead
of softening it, he made her feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because if he had just not texted again, if they, it would have been better, which is so crazy to think.
It would have been a textbook cut and dry ghosting.
And she would have been like, listen, we had that hot night. I think she more feels belittled than manipulated, not to mansplain how she felt. I can't tell her how to feel, but I'm saying like it's more belittling that you're like, do you think I'm an idiot?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't that into
Let's
you.
Let's be
that
in the
needs...
same reality. Like we were not friends before this.
Yeah.
He slid into her DMs.
This is a DM slide.
Me and this guy follow each other, and a few months ago, he started sliding into my DMs. But that's, you know... The reason I'm asking, like, what could he have done different is, like, how honest do girls want guys to be? You know, like...
It depends on the girl. It depends on how old they are. It depends what they want.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Every situation is different. Like, I think what a lot of women have to look at is the end game.
And the behavior.
The end game for this guy was to fuck.
Yeah.
And it was and meeting you was and having a good time with you was all kind of a side benefit of fucking.
Right.
And it that sounds
like,
horrible.
What do I have to do to get to the fucking?
Yeah.
And like for a girl, that's like, we've only just begun.
Yeah.
But for the guy, it's like, check, next. Like I've had that flavor. I'm going to move on to Java Nagila or some other coffee pod.
For those listening at home, I'm drinking Java Nagila. That is the most offensive coffee flavor. I'm not offended.
Does it taste like
temple? If someone was offended, oh my God, it tastes like chopped liver.
We have this coffee for eight nights.
Lox flavored coffee. eight nights. Eight crazy nights of coffee. I just like, she asked, is this told we would never be. It's a move not to like, it's a move to... And also, guys want to keep you around for the if and when.
In case.
Just in case.
Break in case of emergency. You're now being put in a glass case, honey.
Yes.
It sucks. And he wants to be nice. He's trying not to say, I just wanted to fuck and now I'm kind of less interested in you.
Yeah.
So he's trying to be nice by saying, oh, you know, let's just be friends. He's trying to like de-escalate. But really, you're not living in the same reality and it's making her feel dumb.
Yeah. And listen, we're all on your side. We're all reading this going, yeah, he's literally just being like, no, we're cool, we're cool, we're cool, and then walking away. Like,
hot. It's so hard though to like walk to say no to like a hot sex prospect. Like, it really.
Well, I like. What if this started? You know, the sexy DMs, and then you go on the date, and he looks at you and goes, yeah, I just want to fuck. I'm not looking for anything. I mean, I guess he's risking his fuck at that point.
Right. But I think like now, like as a as a mature woman of 29, et cetera, like I already know that that is what a guy is after. And I think it just takes you years of dating to realize that as a woman. But yeah, when you're, I don't know how old this woman is, but like when you're in your early 20s, you just are kind of naive in that way, thinking like, oh, I can turn any hookup into a relationship. And you can't.
And you can't. Sometimes you really can't. And also, the other thing about that is I don't think a lot of women want to realize how simple it is.
Yeah.
It's simply this guy was like, this guy, you were a steak. He wanted to eat it. How does he heat you up?
Medium
rare. How does he
get
you on the plate?
Yeah.
And I could see how she'd listen to that and go, ugh, I feel weird. It wasn't that he doesn't like you as a person, too. Like, his friend thing does have a root of honesty where he's like, no, we're cool. I, like, enjoy your time. But he's like, but I also don't want to be responsible for you. I also don't want to go to your parents' house for dinner. And she's going, I don't want you at my parents' house either.
Right.
But I'd like the possibility of that. And he's going, I want no possibility of that.
Right. It's almost like men and women are just like, men see dating as like checking off boxes. And women are like, oh, I'll check off a box and then I'll fill out this questionnaire. But we didn't fill out the questionnaire yet. Why are we moving on to the next box?
But you enjoy, I like, and then also there's the element of like safety. I like your penis. We went well together. This was a fit. This was a Lego piece that fit.
Let's go.
It's so hard to find people
condom.
That fit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I got to go search for new people that fit after, through a DM.
Yeah, and it sucks.
I risked my life to meet you.
Yes, exactly. And you want to try like new, hey, we had this great sex. Let's have more great sex. Let's try other shit.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chrissy Mayer at Chrissy Mayer on Instagram. Go follow, go support. North Bar in Chicago, 511. Tubby's Kingston, 531. Go check out the show. Hilarious. We're going to have a great time. Look, Ma, no hands.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hi, guys. You okay?
I just opened a seltzer on my skirt.
We have a situation. Shelby, can you grab a napkin?
It's clear. It won't.
Don't worry. I want to make sure you don't get a spill situation.
I ordered this skirt from the internet blindly.
Look at the
whole
China. Place is falling apart. We have
and
one
I look
napkin.
Kind of like an Asian pop star in this skirt. Just sort of place
hi,
it.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Recommended the podcast to all my friends. You guys are great. Question. Met a guy abroad, and we live about 2 hours from each other, so we didn't let things stop when we got back. So they went abroad, came back, still hooking up 2 hours away. His sex game is sly but amazing. What is a sly sex game?
Sly but amazing? Like he's a cool dude. He's a charmer. He's like.
And then she writes, what I mean by that, it's very intense but not necessarily fast. We get each other off all the time, and he actually made me come 6 times in one sex session.
Jesus Christ.
Who is this superhero?
Does he have a brother?
6 times.
Woo! The only person.
He's Motley Crue.
Jesus
drops
Christ.
Are great.
The dirt.
That's right.
The dirt. Wow, that's amazing.
Here's my issue. I want to do the same, but for some reason he can't finish unless he does it himself. We have great chemistry and he loves my head game.
Head game.
Loves my head game. That is a new Motley Crue album coming out. But he always finishes for himself and it pisses me off. Once I said come in my mouth, but he insists he can only come when he does it. Mm. Makes for hot, messy sex, which is cool. Was cool, but I want that good directly in my mouth. Oh my God, I hope your mom's not listening.
She sounds like the perfect woman.
I mean, I want that good in my mouth.
Wow.
Oh my, you wrote that on a computer? Not from his hand. He also said that's just a normal thing for him. How do I change this? I love this email. It's a metaphor for every woman. Like, it's funny that like the first email is like, we had sex and how do I change this guy who doesn't? A lot of emails are like, how do I change this guy who doesn't want a relationship? This is, how do I change how he comes?
It takes time. It sounds like this guy has a little bit of a control thing, mental. He's got to do it himself. He's probably years of use to just masturbating and masturbating the way he's used to. And who knows if he's had a lot of relationships. If he has, he's just used to being in control. It's got to be his hand. And like this can change because I've dated guys who like, you know, couldn't come
with a specific way.
They couldn't come with a blowjob. It's like, well, I fucking rolled up my sleeves and guess what? Now they can come with a blowjob that may or may not.
Come on in here. The factory. I'll get you off.
I like the power rush of being able to, like, I've changed this penis better.
And that's kind of what it feels like she's looking for. Yeah. But, you know, what you said is the correct thing. It takes time.
Yeah.
And it takes time. You guys are living 2 hours away. That means his masturbation habits aren't changing that much.
No. You'd have to be maybe living in the same city.
My one thing to her is, and to all the women out there, and this happens, I think this is like a normal thing to feel, is when women get mad at the way a guy comes.
Oh, yeah.
They can't, or like, how he comes, or if he gets that. It up. I think it's like, this is not about you. You know, it's not like, oh, well, that was a hand chick, and
coming
now there's another.
Is not about the chick coming. Yeah, it's kind of about their penis.
It's just, but I'm saying, like, the way coming is about the chick, but not. It's tough to explain because the penis is like a, you know, I've said this before on the show, like a baseball pitcher. Like, you have good nights and off nights. Yeah. It is not.
Look, I didn't make it out of the first inning.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a baseball team photo, like where no one is smiling. I thought that's what you were
going to. Penis is an angry sucker. No, but I'm saying we have less control. The men who have great control over their penis are like professional athletes. You know, like, you know, like I don't know, going into sex, I've come out of sex being like, that was a good one, but I've never thought going into sex, this will be a good one.
Yeah, you're not sure how it's going to go unless you're like a Zen master who's...
Unless you have total control.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, I always say on this show, like, I'm the center part of the bell curve. Like, I'm just like the average dude. It's 10% away from me for most guys. Shelby, would you agree going in? You really have no idea, unless maybe you're the most, then we find out Shelby's a coxman.
No. Yeah, you know, maybe you think, feel good about this outing, but you know, it's a toss up.
It's a toss up. It really is. And so when you do have a control over something and how you go, this is, he's just doing what he knows. And it's all, this all goes, boils down to comfortability.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You may think, well, we've had sex and he's been naked around me, so why wouldn't he be comfortable? He's comfortable to a point.
Is he vulnerable, like, inside, right? You have to let a lot go to get sexually close with somebody. It takes a long time sometimes.
It takes a long time. I mean, I'm just saying to her and any woman out there that's like, if on a one-night stand or on a hookup basis, you've been with someone less than a year, don't get mad at how a guy comes.
You know, I mean, unless it's on your face or in your eyes.
And you didn't want that. Yeah, that's a different situation altogether. But, like, you know, because I feel like I've heard this before where it's like, well, does he not like me? Is it about me? What am I doing wrong? And it's like, you're not doing anything wrong. This guy's got his own, we all have our own shit.
Yeah, but women are such people pleasers that we want to... And we want to make you come.
She wants that
good
directly in her mouth.
I want that good in my mouth.
Suck it right out of him.
Right. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Oh, I love this sponsor. Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. That's where Quip comes in. Quip is an electric toothbrush that's just better because it was created as a collaboration between dentists and designers. Quip has made brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and yes, even enjoyable. Here's what I'll say about Quip. Okay.
I saw one in your bathroom.
I have a Quip.
Yeah.
I love it. What I like about it, couple things. Delivered to your door. No more going out and being like,
it's beautiful. How many, too.
It's a nice looking product. Yeah. So one, direct to your door. Don't have to go to CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, whatever. Let the mailman work for you. Take that trip out of your life, okay? Two, looks beautiful.
It's a very nice looking sleek thing.
I look like a pro when I have it.
It's stuck to your mirror. You don't look like some fucking douchebag out of college with a
toothbrush on the floor.
Yeah.
Three, none of us replace our bristles. 90% of us don't replace our bristles on a regular basis. Quip, once you get on the schedule with them, they're sending them out on the on the time you should be doing.
Nice.
Now that's a thought that's out of your brain. Because we all do have that thought once a year where you go, man, this toothbrush has been around a while.
Yeah.
When do I change it? How long has it been? Take that out of your brain. Stop with the stress of that.
Yeah.
And it also, here's the other thing. built-in timer. So what? Every 30 seconds, it gives a little buzz. It stops, so you know to change quadrants in your mouth. And I dare you. I dare you to use the Quip and then tell me, oh, it didn't feel like a long time. Because it does.
Yeah.
Right, Shelby?
When you're using an analog brush.
Yeah, analog.
You go 2 minutes, you feel like, oh, I really accomplished something. My arm's so tired. It's just over and done.
And here's the other thing.
So easy.
Analog brushes. You think 2 minutes. What you think is 2 minutes.
Is not
2 minutes.
You're probably chewing on it.
Yeah.
And doing all kinds
2 minutes
of
on the treadmill versus 2 minutes sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know the difference between that time.
Yeah.
Now 2 minutes sleeping versus 2 minutes in your mouth, brushing your teeth. You don't know that time. So listen. All of you not using Quip are losers, and you're stupid, and you need to get it together.
Does it come in different colors?
Different colors, different looks. So listen, that's why I love Quip, and that's why and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. So you know it's the right product. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/JTrain right now, you get your first refill pack for free. With a Quip electric toothbrush, that's right. Get your first refill pack free at getquip.com/JTrain. That's GETQUIP.com/JTrain and brush like an adult.
Do you think that everybody who has a Quip brush could start a gang called the Quips?
Yes. I would encourage that. Do you want to do a tough question?
Yes.
Okay. This is short, but the title, I thought this was, I opened this up, I thought it was going to be like 7 pages of a novel. The title would, but it's very short. Okay? Ready, everybody? Here's the title. Recent abortion and dating.
Okay.
Tough subject.
I'm sitting
down. Okay?
Yeah.
Get ready. J-Train, longtime listener. You've really influenced how I date, and I can't say how much I appreciate it. Feather. I had an abortion in early February. Things did not work out after with my partner of 6 months. I'm 30 and I live in a fairly liberal and mid-sized city. The abortion and break have been difficult, but I am ready to begin to slowly date again. I don't particularly like to talk about it and only told two of my best friends and the guy I was dating. Do I bring this up to guys I date? If so, when would I bring it up? Would you want to know eventually or at all? This is a tough subject.
Yeah.
We're all acknowledging that. I got to say to her, I can't imagine how difficult that must have been. It's got to be. And also going back into dating and trusting people and it breaks up after you get the abortion. So you're probably connecting those things together when maybe this relationship wouldn't have worked, if abortion or not.
Yeah.
So
a friend of mine, like same thing. She really wanted it to work out with this guy, but she still got an abortion and they ultimately broke up. Mm. And it really depends. Like, can you go out and date and have random hookups without telling guys and you're fine and having fun? That's up to you. But if you feel like in order to really get close with somebody, you've got to be honest about that. Like, it's really up to you at what point you're ready to share that. Like, I could say without having been through it, like, oh yeah, you can hook up and you don't have to get into that because it's the beginning and it doesn't have to get real deep. But I guess see how it feels and don't push yourself.
I can't tell her how to feel. You got to take your time with this. I can say from the other side of the aisle, if I was on a date with a girl, would I want to know? I mean, I would want to know everything about someone I was close with. So, if I was on a date with someone, would I want their opening to be, well, the last guy I was with, I had an abortion with, I'd be like, all right, well,
can we order an appetizer first? Yeah.
How about we get a glass of wine and we'll figure this out? I do believe everyone is as good with your stuff as you are with it. Mm-hmm. So, if you're, I would say first, don't rush things.
Right.
Don't rush telling people because just like you said, two of your friends know, plus the partner that you had the abortion with or the person that you were seeing. So this is obviously something you keep close to you. I wouldn't take this as like a step with somebody. I don't consider this a step.
It doesn't have to be everyone's business either.
If my girlfriend today was like, listened to this podcast and went, I had an abortion once, I wouldn't go, end the whole thing. That wouldn't change anything.
No.
But
would you be annoyed you didn't hear about it sooner?
Not at all.
Okay.
I would go, oh, this is when you felt comfortable telling me. This is the time in your schedule in your life that you felt was right for you. And that's this is kind of part of the whole thing of like your body, your choice, yeah. and you and what you, you know. And also I would be like, and I would say you have to be comfortable with the questions that come after.
Right.
So if you're not ready, if you're with someone on a first date and you're like, well, I like this person, they're cool, but like, I don't think we're there yet for me to answer the second question. That's the thing I would be. If I
right.
were her.
Because I imagine a guy would ask, oh, like, did it hurt? What did it feel like?
And they'll be, exactly. And my questions would be even dumber because I know so little. And I'd be like, well, who was the guy? Were you guys together a long time? Did you ever think of, like, actually, you know, going through? I would have questions that would make us very, it would feel like we knew each other better than maybe would. So that's the thing. But I think what the question she wanted answered is the one you asked me where it's like, would that, you know, I think date one, if I got it, I would go, this person's obviously not over or not. It hasn't really fitted into how they feel. They don't know how they feel about it themselves.
It's so true. Like my very first date with my current boyfriend, all I did was talk about my ex, which is number one thing you're not supposed to do on a first date. But I was like clearly still very banged up from my last relationship. And he was like patient and listened and for some reason wanted to keep going out with me. So it's like, and it's
but
also
that shows you there's no rules.
And this is like with anything about you that you can't actually see. You know what I mean? Like I'm not comparing it to like a breast reduction surgery, but that's an example of something that a guy can't really see.
Sure.
Or tell, but that you don't necessarily, it's not like, oh, let's talk about why you are missing a leg. Like that's an obvious thing. Whereas this is like, you bring it up when you're comfortable.
Absolutely.
It's not like, you know, let's get it out of the way.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any situation where I'm like, I got to run. I also like, you know, these are one of those things that you like, you learned about yourself. You know, I'm sure she was like, okay, here's the three things I won't do again or the type of guys I'll be with. And like now I think like all these like, experiences that we have are to create taste for the future.
Yeah.
So for you now, you're probably, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, what happened is a good thing, but I'm saying what happened happened and now you're better off for it. You're a more prepared individual.
And ultimately, whoever you go on a date with and whenever you share this information, if you want to share it, if this guy is comfortable hearing it the first date, if he's comfortable hearing it the 30th date, like, ultimately, that's going to be the guy that's probably ultimately right for you.
Yes. And
he should
I mean,
be cool with it.
And the other side of the thing is like when a guy dates someone who has an abortion, like, you know, does he have to say something? Like this would come up for a guy too, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe he's been through it also. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
well, I actually had a situation where that happened with me. Or I've never been through that. And so I do think this is like a lot like, this is comfort level. This is, you know, this is your way of, you know, oh, okay. And it's a big deal to you. So you have to go, oh, well, you know, this is something like, it's like kind of revealing like, you know, well, I also have a child at home.
Yeah. This
you
is like real ass shit. This is like real adult.
Yeah. So like
life,
but a first date. Again, you could bring it up. I'm saying like anything goes, like it could come up on a first date.
It could.
I could be, you know, three drinks in with a girl and be looking at her going, and we're having a great time. And then all of a sudden sex comes up, exes come up, and you go, why'd you break up with the ex? You guys were just together in February. And you go, well, we actually had an abortion. He didn't react well to it. I go, oh, shit. And that wouldn't end the date for me even there.
Any guy who is.
So I could see how it would.
Worthwhile, you know, would treat that with like gravity and respect and. Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Are you okay? Oh my God.
Shall we playing the one of the more awkward moments on this podcast? Me.
What was that?
It's a soundbite from the Boston show when well, you keep playing that and I got to retell the story. She was great. There was a girl in the crowd and she had a hat on during the show. And I go, and we took questions at the end of the live show. She came on stage. I go, give it up for the girl who made the fashion decision to wear a hat today. Like, it was just whatever. Yeah. And then she goes, well, that's what I wanted to ask about. I had cancer and I'm wearing a wig. And I'm like, oh, there we go.
Oh, my God.
That's me reacting.
Oh, boy.
to the awfulness of myself. But I'm saying, like, you know, but that's a situation there where she was like, no, this is something that happened. This is a part of my life, you know, like, and she was laughing with us. So, but Shelby, keep bringing it up. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast @gmail.com. Chrissy Mayer. @ChrissyMayer.
I'm surprised there aren't more train sound effects.
Well, the opening is a train.
Okay. Right. That I knew.
So we have that.
What's your favorite train?
The Accela, the one that goes fast.
Ooh.
What's your favorite train?
I guess I like the Metro North.
Oh, yeah? I like the Metro North just because it's beautiful.
Yeah. You can sleep.
Do brakes actually work?
Mm.
Jared, love the podcast, especially love the one with you and your girlfriend. Thank you so much. Aww. The feedback to that one has been almost embarrassing, I gotta say, but it's really sweet. So I'm wondering about a guy's perspective on brakes in relationships. Why would a guy want one? Long story short, but my boyfriend and I have been dating for 5 months, and last weekend he asked for a break after we hadn't talked for a week or seen each other for 2 weekends. He's military, so he was out training for deployment, which is in July, and couldn't have his phone, and he gets back and asks for a break because he has a lot on his mind, work, misses home, etc., and says he's not giving me the attention I deserve. The last few months haven't been the easiest. We have fought over things such as his friends always being around and not spending quality time with me, but we worked through that, and things seemed great before he left for training. Anyways, would love your take on the situation. Keep up the great work. What do we think?
It's hard. It's...
You ever been on a break? I mean, you're with a guy 4 years. Did you guys have a break?
Me and my current boyfriend, we did have a break. It was like, something happened. I didn't talk to him for a week straight. I was like, when shit happens in a relationship, I go to like stone cold Steve Austin and I stay there. Like I just,
you're just like,
cut
I'm
off.
Out.
I was like, done. But then he showed up in my house of flowers and here
so
we are.
So something happened.
Yeah.
Would you, and you were like, I'm.
Oh
I'm
yeah. I was
away.
Like, no, I was like, this is shitty and bad. And
then the flowers were like, that's it?
I mean, like, it should have taken more than flowers. But, we talked about it. And, like, I was like, all right, here we go. We're going to try this again. But it depends. Like, with other guys, I've
And that was a one-week break.
Yeah.
So, like,
It really depends, like, who wants the break, why. I mean, obviously, he's about to, like, go into the military, so that's probably overwhelming. Mm. He probably knows he's going to be away a lot and not be able to give her what she needs.
Shelby, are you a break? You ever?
I kind of went on a break with somebody, but we both sort of knew this is pretty much it.
Yeah.
But it was for, I guess, kind of distance, but not military distance. So
yeah.
I would say that's probably the main reason in his head.
This guy is doing a version of what the first email was doing. So the first email we talked about was like with the friend, I thought we were friends. It's like, this is a different version of softening the blow of telling someone you like, but don't really see a future with, that you don't want to be with them.
Huh.
To me.
Yeah. I mean, you're a guy.
I'm just saying, like, this whole break thing.
It's like a delicate breakup.
You say you had fights. You say you thought things were great, but how long were they great for if it's been 5 months that you're together?
That's not very
much. Was it great for a month?
Yeah.
So how many good months have you had? How many bad months have you had? Have you had 3 good ones, 2 bad ones? Is that what your relationship's going to be in 5 months? So I'm saying to her, you have a standard. You want certain things. You want a relationship to grow. I kind of think of relationships like, kind of like climbing a long mountain. I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Bring a lot of water.
A lot of rope. But like, it inches up. Like you go, it doesn't, you don't really go back down the mountain because you're like, it just doesn't work that way. Like if you watch someone like climb, like a rock face, they kind of like, they climb 1 minute, then they stop, and then they go up a little bit more, and then they stop for a second. Like,
do you remember it from The Price is Right, the Yodeler game?
Yes.
That's what I'm imagining right now.
It doesn't, in the Yodeler game goes like little by little, but it always goes up.
Yeah.
So this guy is looking at your relationship, and I think what happened is, especially when he took the 2 weeks without you, and then he comes back with the 2 weeks without you, and then he was like, I think we should go on a break. This is him saying, okay, I felt what it's like to not be with you. Didn't feel so bad. I think we should go. And now, and now since we haven't had sex in 2 weeks, now I won't look like as big a douche.
I think also it might be a blessing in disguise to you girlfriend because I don't know. I wouldn't want to date a guy who's in the military. I just feel like that's a hardship.
But, well, I mean, I think it works. I think it takes two people to commit to it. Like it takes two people committing to do the work to be in the relationship. Here's what I'll say to her. The worst part about breaks and when it's proposed as a break is that you don't really break up. So it's usually him or whoever's asking for the break is usually saying, wait here until I I need to fuck again.
Yeah, which kind of sucks because it's like now you're an option and you're not the priority.
So to me, this girl, what I would say to her is if he wants a break, you take the fucking break.
Yeah.
But you're broken up.
Yeah.
Don't do it as, well, when's it a break over? A break ensue you would assume with a break that there is now
a finite
an ending
amount of
to
time.
The break.
Yeah.
That's the problem with breaks. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I want to break up.
Yeah. He's not saying let's see where I'm at in 30 days or something.
And in 30 days, what he's closer to leaving and not being here again. So I think you should go to him and say, hey. And also it's a version of being nice, which is actually meaner.
Ugh, yeah.
So I would go to this guy and I go, listen, I don't want a break. I want to be in a relationship. You obviously don't see it the same way. So we're going to break up.
Yeah. And that's a stronger position. That way, you know where you're at.
Yeah.
You're not just like putting what you want.
What are you going to do? Wait?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Sit here and wait at home and go, well, I'm kind of in this thing and maybe he'll come back one day. And it's like,
no,
it's not worth it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrain Podcast.
It sucks. It's almost like you wish the person would be totally bluntly honest with you.
Yeah, but it's harder for him to do that because he does like her.
Yeah.
And that's the new age of dating right now is I like you, but not enough to keep you. So, and all our parents didn't really have to deal with that.
Yeah, it's crazy how different things are. Mom and dad, like, they were married over 50 years, but they weren't really happy. Like,
really?
They should have broken up.
You think so? But that's from your perspective.
Right, because they were just fighting all the time, and they never looked happy, and they were always, like, passive-aggressive and making each other angry.
But then to them, you know, what's interesting is, like, it's almost like our generation is just more... thinks more positively of what else is out there.
Yeah.
Our parents were kind of like, no, this is what it is.
I
like,
found one person. I guess I'm done.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's not like they had, you know, a dating app in their pocket.
Right.
To like be like, well, here are the other options.
They couldn't see the options.
Yeah, they were just like, there's no other options. To us, this guy is like, well, I have a billion other options. Why would I stay here?
I have hundreds of women in my pocket.
We're sponsored people. Listen up. Mapalim. I love Mapalim. Do you know how you noticed my toothbrush? Did you notice my soaps and shampoos?
I did. They were very, like, you can tell just by your bathroom, Jared, that you're a man with his shit together.
That's what I'm telling all of you for weeks now about Mapalim. Mapalim is making high-end products for guys with natural oils ingredients from the Mediterranean.
Like, you look like you have a job.
That's right. Listen, let's go to the Mediterranean right now. Okay. Let's put you in the mood.
Ooh, Greece.
We're in Greece. Finally, with Mapalim, you can get luxury grooming essentials from the Mediterranean at affordable prices. Yeah, I'll have the tomatoes and onions.
Mm.
Thank you. I'm ordering stuff in Greece.
More grapes, please.
Feta. Extra feta. All of Mapalim's products are handcrafted with natural oils, nutrients that are sourced from the region's different coasts. Italy, France, Greece. That's where we are right now. We're in Greece. No, ouzo. Two shots of ouzo. Three, Shelby, you want some ouzo?
Why not?
I'll have another glass of wine.
Another glass of white Pinot Gris. All Mediterranean locals have been using these ingredients for thousands of years, and it's now becoming a growing trend among guys who want to become more conscious about what they use on their hair and skin. I am currently wearing the beard oil all over my face and hair.
Your beard does look great today.
Right?
I was going to say something earlier.
And it smells. You just feel better. When you smell good, you feel good, you walk good, you DM well.
Yeah, you fuck good.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of what Mapalim does. And also, to all the women out there, if you got a boyfriend, get it for them. This is a great gift.
I think I might.
This is good for your guy.
He's still using Axe. Can you believe
it? This is what I'm saying.
33-year-old man still using Axe.
He should be using Mapalim. That's the thing. You look at that Axe
I go,
bottle
on.
And you go... What am I doing here?
Yeah, I look at an Axe bottle, I go, oh, I'm going to get fingered in a Jeep.
Yeah.
You know?
You look at a Mapalim.
I go, ooh, a nice dinner. That maybe nice a dinner. Finger under a white tablecloth.
That's right. Mapalima is all about the Mediterranean lifestyle of enjoying the good things in life. The pleasure of simple luxury. Indulging in the things you love. Taking that little extra minute in the morning to invest in yourself. So get your grooming essentials at mapalim.com. That's M-A-A-P-I-L-I-M.com. Promo code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. And get 10% off. That's a full 10% off your full order. Mapalim.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Level up your grooming game.
What's your favorite product from them?
I like the beard oil a lot. Mm. I also like the shampoo. It's like a nicely done shampoo. It smells good. It's not too much. I really like that. Also, the hair cream, I like that because it's just one pump. It's my whole head. Good to go.
One pump. I'm familiar with that.
One pump train. That's what they call me. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chrissy Mayer. Do we have time for one more email?
One more email.
Okay.
That's a very specific sound effect.
I like this one because it's very awkward and it's kind of a younger one.
How many emails do you get a day?
We get like 50, 60 a week.
Holy crap. And you get to read them all eventually?
I try my best. How do you uninvite someone from the
JTrain Podcast?
That's right.
@gmail.com.
How do you uninvite someone to a formal?
Okay.
This is awkward. Long story short, I had spontaneously, drunkenly invited a girl to my formal, and she said yes. She seemed to be very excited about it. Unfortunately, it is my last formal before I graduate, and I would honestly rather bring someone else.
Oof.
Is there a polite way to uninvite her? I know it's not cool, but like I said, this is my last formal of college. Would like to put more thought into the who I bring. Huh. Thanks for the input.
You could say like... I, you know, if he was drunk, that actually works in his favor because you can go, look, I was so drunk that night. I had a really good time with you. I completely forgot that I have already asked somebody to this. I already have a date. I just got so wrapped up in meeting you and we had so much fun that I'm so sorry I asked you. I'm such an asshole. I already asked somebody.
The way out is the way in. You give them the story you gave, the story you would tell to someone else about them.
Really?
I'm saying he writes in, I got drunk. I made a commitment to this girl and I don't want to go with her. You go to her and you say, hey, I got drunk. I made a commitment to this girl and I have to go with her.
Yeah, but I got drunk with her. Right. First.
Yeah. So, I'm really starting to do this. 2 weeks ago, I was drunk and I don't really want to go with her, but I have to. And that's
okay.
So your excuse is you've written the excuse.
You are your own excuse.
Yeah, so.
And it sounds like this guy, it sounds like he'd rather go with no one than her because it doesn't sound like there's somebody else lined up, but maybe he has an idea of someone else.
This guy is the guy from the last email. He thinks he has 1,000 options when he really might not have any. I would say to him, think twice. You know, I understand it's your last formal, but like, let me tell you right now, I can't remember my last formal.
It won't matter it in 5 years from now.
Yeah, so like I'm trying to think back of my last formal and who I went with and if it mattered. It didn't. The only thing I remember from college as far as like formals and all that is just the ones that I didn't really like, you know, that I wasn't like there for it. So be there for it. Be present. Have a good time no matter who you go with. Take a second to go, do I really want to put the bad mojo on this formal by uninviting someone? So I would say to you, if she was excited to go, that's half the battle of a formal.
She could be having a fun hang.
Yeah. This could be the most. So
maybe she gives great head.
This is head game strong. You don't know. But I'm saying the more excited someone's there to be with you, then the more fun the event is. So if this person was pumped to go, try and think twice.
Yeah, think about why you asked her for some reason.
There was a reason you asked her. If you want to go back on it, the other piece of advice, as Chrissy said, I agree with that. Hey, I got drunk with someone else and I asked them. I had no idea. They just texted me today saying, can't wait for the formal. And I had totally forgotten. I don't mean to do this to you. I would rather go with you. And just try to be a good liar for the other person's sake, you know, and don't tell a lot of people and don't spend the night going, oh, I had to cancel on someone else to go with you. Be classy about your lie.
Yeah.
There's two, it sucks to be a liar, but it also sucks to then be to have someone put the lie in your face. So
yeah.
Two ways to go about it. You get pumped about this girl because I'll tell you right now, you're not going to care who you went to form with or what.
You might be separated immediately and then it won't matter.
But you're going to have someone who's pumped to go with you is a great date. So take that for what it is, or give them, or you say, give them the lie that you already have written out for yourself.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Shelby, do we have time for one news item?
We do.
Let's do it.
Find this. We had some talk of coming, some dick talk earlier.
There was some dick talk, yes, Shelby.
And I know you yourself are a fan of condoms.
I am a big condom guy.
Wow.
Always have been. I'm off the condoms right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But I've always been a big condom person. Christy, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're single, you should be into condoms because birth control is not always enough.
Well, an Argentinian contraceptive company called Tulipan has taken the condom game to the next level.
Next level condoms. What do we got?
Because condoms, unfortunately, don't necessarily mean consent. So they've designed a new pack of condoms called the consent pack that can only be opened by two people.
How is that? I love that idea. It's kind of like the fifth grade note. Mm-hmm. If you like me, check yes.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sent across the room.
Because it can only be opened when four hands simultaneously press special pressure points on the side of the packet.
Wow.
For orgies, great for two people.
You can have up to four person orgies. It's got to be an expensive condom.
Yeah.
With that technology.
They plan to give it away for free in bars and at events.
Wow.
And, you know.
But what if you're dating a guy with three hands or four hands?
I was thinking, hey, what about, you know, you're the fifth female where he gets his arms blown off in Iraq. What do you do then?
Oh, this is offensive to them.
Well, then you should fuck that guy anyway because he's a hero.
Hey, I will say it's interesting. Like, you know, I hear at first thought you're like, good, we're trying. we're attempting to make, you know, we want more consent. We want to make it safer.
Consent.
And then you think, oh, this is created for dudes that think that
are
women
rapey.
Are trying
to, yeah.
Yeah, like, that are like, think women are after them. Like, you know, like this is like,
it's
this
a bit
is,
much. Yeah.
This feels like one of those, like it was this product feels like it was created by the worst type of guy.
Yeah.
Because the guy would be like, well, those women go around lying.
I guess I need them to help me open the package.
Sign this contract.
I'm going to get sued.
Yeah. It's like, it does have, at first with this, like I, obviously, we all want better, more consent.
We shouldn't need this thing. I mean,
yeah. But the idea of it is like, oh, this was a douchey guy that created this whole idea.
Yeah, it was launched after only 14% of Argentinian men said they regularly use condoms during sex.
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the way to get them into I think we should start. We should walk before we run in Argentina.
Yeah,
yeah. So, Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks really interesting.
Chrissy Mayer, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
Fantastic. All of you go follow Chrissy at Chrissy Mayer, ChrissyMayr. She's going to be at North Bar in Chicago on May 11th and then at Tubby's Kingston on May 31st. Go follow all that on her Instagram at Chrissy Mayer. Pumped to have you. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jared Fried. Again, we added a fifth show to Gotham this weekend. If you're in town, you haven't got tickets, come to that late night show, jaredfried.com. Philadelphia, I'm coming there. Vermont, I'm coming there. Seattle, coming there. Jaredfried.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.